What is up, Arizona high school basketball fanatics? Welcome back to the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. Your other host, Reyes, is here with me as always. And we have an episode that is 100% created by you guys, by our Arizona Small Ball community. It was picked by our Small Ball Army on Patreon, and you guys are the ones who supplied all of the ammo for this. So we're going to get into it. We're going to do what-if segments, hot seat segments, talk about our Summer Sweet 16 tournament. It's going to be awesome. Let's get into it. Okay, big dog.
What's going on, man?
How you doing, man? You doing good?
Doing pretty good, man.
I know you're ready to get put on the hot seat a little bit.
And I'm always ready. Buns are on fire already, bud.
I know you're already ready to use some of these new buttons on here.
I am so excited for the new button.
It's going to be good. So, okay, a couple things, because we are going to get into talking about the hot seat and then what if questions. Number one, I want to give a huge shout out to all of our small ball community. You guys are freaking awesome, you know? Like, we literally posted a question, and there were hundreds of you guys that interacted with this question.
Thousands.
And it was awesome, you know? So just thank you guys, because it makes it so much more fun. You know, when we do hot seat segments and what ifs, how much time have we spent just trying to come up with questions?
It takes us forever, usually. And it's so funny, because the questions that you guys come up with are always such great questions. And that's why I'm really so excited for this episode, because a lot of these questions aren't lame. They're actually, it makes you think about it for a second. Like, huh.
They are.
Some scary hours.
They are really good. I do think that our what if segment that we did on Patreon was legit.
That was fun.
That was really good. We came up with some good questions, but you guys came up with some really good questions too. Before we get into the hot seat and the what if segment, there's a couple things that we just want to talk to you guys about. Okay. So number one is our tournament that we're doing at the end of June, the Summer Sweet 16. Reyes, you came up with the idea of doing this thing. You came up with the name. I think it's a great idea, man. What do you want to say about it? I love the logo you came up with again.
Hey, the logo's pretty sick. I didn't kill it. I gave the idea, and then our social media guy and our graphic designer did it.
Sure, sure.
Right. You know, we have a great, powerful team that just kind of does it for us. We've
done a good job, like, you know, delegating. You know, we don't do it all.
That's what great leaders do. You know, they delegate to their support staff and everything like that. But as far as the ASBP Summer Sweet 16, that just has a great ring to it. Can we just talk about that real quick?
It has a really good
ring. I'm telling you right now, dude. Maybe school has paid off for me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just a little bit.
As far as in the marketing, you know what I mean? Even though I wasn't there in every class, times I showed up, clearly I showed.
Your professor would be proud of you.
I'd hope so.
What are some of the teams we got? Obviously, a huge shout out to Phoenix Christian because they're the ones hosting
it. Yeah, so shout out to Coach Dreisick. You know, officially he's the new AD over at PC, mm-hmm. So go Cougars for that. You know, congrats. So, you know, obviously, thanks for him for being the host site, which is obviously a great centrally located area for all the teams to travel to back and forth. So just some teams. Let's see if I can name all of them without even looking.
You're going to leave some off, and that's okay. That's fine.
Yeah. Just
So don't get mad if you get left off.
So I'm going to go ahead and start off because Fountain Hills, Coach Bonner, shouts out to them. We got Fountain Hills. We got Ben Franklin. We got Arizona Lutheran. We got Holbrook. We got Yuma Catholic, Camp Verde, Phoenix Christian, Glendale Prep. Oh, Lord. Wait. Nope. Don't say anything, bro. Thatcher.
Uh-huh.
That's 8. Oh, that's 9. Hold up. Wait. Because I know we got like 12. Okay. After Thatcher. Oh, no. Wait.
You're forgetting it.
I'm forgetting it right now.
It's okay. It's going to come to you. And then when it comes to you, you can say it.
Okay. Who am I missing?
We got a lot of great teams. I don't know off the top of my head.
Lord. I
mean, you can look and check. Juan Reyes.
Oh, Palo Verde Magnet. Mm-hmm. Palo Verde. Gilbert Christian, dude. I'm so sorry, guys.
I told you were going to leave people out.
Babo. One of the top teams in the 1A. Yeah, so that's everything I named. So, yeah, so we have Yuma Catholic, Gilbert Christian, Fountain Hills, Babo Quaveri, Benjamin Franklin, Holbrook, Phoenix Christian, Palo Verde Magnet, LA West Foothills, Thatcher, Camp Verde, Payson, Lutheran, Glendale Prep. Those are 12 teams, and we're still missing 2 slots. So those 2 slots are still open. Any small ball teams that are listening, any coaches that are listening, if you want to be in the Summer Sweet 16.
Reach out.
Yeah, just shoot us a DM, and we'll see if we can get you in. You know, there's about to be a couple other inquiries that we've heard about that we're just giving them a day or two to respond. But like mm-hmm. I said, those 2 spots are not guaranteed.
Right.
If you're able to get in where you fit in, right? It's going to be a hot event.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be super fun. And I think what's so exciting is the teams that we got, right? It's a quality event. We have some great teams that are just going to finish their summer ball with us, right? We're, like I said, we're the Arizona Small Ball Podcast, bro. Mm-hmm. We literally live, we eat, Arizona sleep, and poop Arizona Small Ball every
and
day.
Poop.
And poop.
That's a cuss word at my house, dude. You don't say the P word.
Can't say the P word?
Mm-mm.
What do you say? Doodle?
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 You say potty.
We potty.
Mm-hmm.
We potty.
See, now you're censored. You also can't say the B word. June said the B word the other day.
Oh, you can't say butt. That's right.
Can't say butt, dude. You got to say bottom.
Gosh, man. Good guy.
So, hey, I wanted to also say this because we were looking at this. And we talked about getting shirts for everybody, and we reached out to Cloud9, our guy Roger over at Cloud9, and I'm blown away with how cheap everything has been, the quality of the shirts with the showcase that we already saw, but how great they are to work with. And remember, you talked about buying shirts for your events, and you're spending almost $2,000, and the price that you're able to get with Cloud9 and the quality, it's just like, what did you say? It's like dark, deep web stuff. Like, yeah. How do they do it?
I say that Cloud9 or Coach Rogers, right? I think he's in the dark arts or something like that. This guy is a wizard that, especially small schools, right? The budget isn't always there.
Right.
Let's just call it what it is. We're from a small school.
Mm-hmm.
Our budget ain't great, bro. Yeah. But it's nice knowing that we have someone in our back corner willing to help and willing to give you quality and cost efficient. And I'm forgetting words right now.
Merch. It's swag, whatever. Swag, no, it's merch, great. Yeah.
I just literally dropped the ball on that one.
So. No, you're good.
Anyways, yeah.
So we wanted to talk about the Summer Sweet 16 tournament, and we also wanted to give a huge shout out to Cloud9 because we've just been super happy customers with Cloud9. It's been super cool. The other thing we want to talk about, and then we're going to get right into the hot seat and the what if segments, is we want to talk about a brand new partner that we just got in Power Hands. And this is actually something that is super cool. I want you guys to know that we've been very selective with who we choose to partner with because we don't want anything to take away from the show or anything that we're doing here for you guys.
Yeah, we don't want any like Romanian like clothing wear to be our.
Right, it'd be kind of weird. But no, Power Hands is a super cool business company that is going to help make the Arizona small ball scene better. It's going to add to it. So Power Hands, if you never heard of it, it's basically like a training athletic company, and they do a lot of stuff for guards. And if you've listened to the show even at all,
why is it important just for guards?
Just Arizona. Well, it could be for anybody.
What about guards in Arizona small ball? How does that correlate?
Because there's so many. There's just guards in Arizona. Everyone's so small, you know? Like, if you want to, and it's going to be an ad later, but if you want to compete in the Arizona small ball scene, you have to develop your guards. You got to be good. And Power Hands, I've used it as a player. I have used it as a coach when I was in Tennessee. And it takes your training to the next level because it makes your training harder. And you know, Reyes, I love developing guards. That's one of my favorite things to do. But they have like all of these different products that can help make your training more difficult. And then when you take that off and you actually play like normal, it's just so much better. And everything just feels a lot smoother. So
were you using Power Hands when you were in college playing?
No, so it doesn't come out to 2014, but I did use it like right outside of college, and then I used it specifically with like my players and stuff, and it really helped. Like one of my point guards, his name was Gavin, he's like 6'3", he was a great athlete, but he struggled with like a tight handle, and this thing just changed everything for him. Like, it was awesome. So
Gavin played at Duke after this, by the way, guys.
He did. So we wanted to partner with them because their products can help take you guys and your training to the next level. So that's all we're trying to do. There's an ad later on in that, because if you use a promo code AZSmallBall, you can get 10% off. So it's super cool, and we get a little bit when you guys use that code too. So we just want to talk about those two things really quick. And now we're going to move on. We said we're going to start with the hot seat, right?
Yeah, we did.
That's what we're going to do. So we got some awesome hot seat questions. And Reyes, I can't remember what we said. Are you going to start this thing off or am I going to start this thing off?
I think you're going to start it off.
So I'm going to throw you a question first, right?
Throw me a question.
Okay, so here we go. Let's get into the hot seat segment. I'm so excited. Dude, I love putting you on the hot seat, dude. I love making your, you know, no, I'm not going to say that.
He's heating up.
Fire, baby, fire.
Okay, so this first question comes from BMessy89. And I know you had some issues with this one, Reyes, so, you know, like understanding and comprehending this one, but I know you got it, right? Your professor's going to be proud of you.
If all
coaches were given the exact same team in the 2A, who's winning it all? eye emojis. What you got for this, dude? I love this question. My phone was blowing up all day yesterday because of this question.
I think just off top of the head where my head goes to is Coach Trigg over at Rancho.
Tell me why. Why do you say Coach Trigg?
I think the X's and O's, the way he, you know, the after timeout plays that he puts in, the position he puts his players in, I think he runs great stuff. I just think he makes some pretty good in-game adjustments. Mm. I think he's one of the best in the two-way to do it. Head coach over at Pima, I mean, they were the state champs.
Coach Thompson would have something to say about that.
He would, and I think he would, I mean, especially after seeing him at the senior showcase.
Defensive-minded, that team's going to be a better defensive team than other teams, probably.
Exactly. Ooh, that's so
Coach tough. Trigg, though, defensively, is a great defensive coach.
He is. I think Lutheran. I think Coach Meyer does some great things, too, as well. Mm-hmm. I mean,
he got a vote.
God, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, that's actually really tough. I mean, obviously, Coach Hill, right? We can't leave
Coach Hill got, like, 4 votes. I didn't even post them all because I was like, all right, you know, we get it.
We get it.
But, like, there was, like, 4 people who said Coach Hill.
I want to say, like, out of, I guess that's 4, right? Thompson, Meyer, Trigg, and Hill.
So there were a couple other things that people said. Should we just mention those real quick?
Yeah, good.
Some people say Coach Silvas. He's in the 3A, so, you know, whatever. Some people said me and Coach Wall. It made me laugh because how they misspelled my name, too.
That if was, Coach Wall was still in the 2A and it was everybody in the same team, I would put Coach Wall.
Well, we're biased, absolutely, for sure, but we're biased. But, yeah.
I'm so biased.
He's the GOAT, dude. Like, he's come on now. Bro. He's the GOAT.
I'm telling you guys, dude, you set him up with a pretty solid. Like, yeah, I'm just saying.
If we're so biased, but yeah, it's true.
We're so biased, it's and true. You can punch us in the nuts later for that. yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna go with Coach Trigg on this one.
So actually, and we didn't talk about this beforehand. I was thinking about this question, and I said Coach Trigg too. And the reason why is because I'm not saying that none of those other coaches hold
he pulls the trigger.
I'm just saying I don't know that I'm not saying that those other coaches don't hold their players accountable because they do. Coach Hill for sure does. Coach Thompson for sure does.
Coach Meyer does.
Coach Meyer for like they all do. But watching Coach Trigg and everything that he was able to do with all of those star-studded casts that he had before, like those legit teams that he had, he held all those kids accountable. They ran great sets. I have yet to see a coach in the 2A that can run good enough stuff and get offensive flow to where your best players get the ball in like a perfect spot for themselves to score, and usually with a mismatch. Like, he's great at that. And then seeing what he did with their team this year, I thought it was masterful, dude. I thought it was so good. So, I mean, I was rolling with Trigg before you said that.
But even, I mean, I guess you want to play devil's advocate, right? Coach Meyer, look what he did for Stephen Ironshell. He literally made that kid blossom.
Mm-hmm, he did.
He put that kid in such great, like, positions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. See, if you bring that up, because you're probably talking about, you know, Ramos and the Vargas, like, right. How Coach Trigg was able to run those sets to where he's able to identify the mismatch and how to play just for it. Oh, hey, we're going to mm-hmm. get Ramos on the high post.
Yeah.
You're going to run off me, and then it's just a one-on-one, right? Or they don't switch or whatever the case is. Steph Ironshell, you know what I mean? If you don't stay close to the hip, if you go under the screen or whatever the heck it is. Like,
yeah, he reads that really well.
And I think that's an testament to Coach Meyer and how he, you know, coached up Ironshell to read those screens and how to play off of them. And
well, and, you know, with that, I think something that Coach Meyer also does really well is finding a healthy balance of letting your best player play free, but he's also not going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I thought Steph Ironshell was the definition of that.
Yeah, it was weird, like, because I guess from the outside looking in, right, if you're just kind of looking at it objectively, you can look at that team and you're like, man, like, this kid can just do whatever he wants. But it's all within the offense.
It is all within the flow.
It's all within the flow of the game. Mm-hmm. It's all within the offense. It's all, yeah, just kind of in a timely manner and an efficient manner. To where it may look like he just has, like, free reign, and that may be true, but there's still some confinement, some still, like, I shouldn't say control, but you know what I mean?
It's yeah, just, I know it's, what you're it's saying. Just it's within, a good balance.
Yeah, it's just a solid balance, and I think Coach Meyer has done a good job with that, and I'm so excited for them next year, and we can get to that another episode
right,
or whatever.
I know.
But I'm going to say a tie, bro. Actually, I can't choose just one. I'm going to say those two.
Okay, I like that.
Just because we just brought Iron.
Hey, and I think Coach Hill, the love that he got, super deserved, you know. I mean, what he was able to do with that squad
is masterful.
It was awesome, dude. I mean, as the, I think, and I'm going off the top of my head, they were like an 8 seed or something like that to beat Santan Charter and then make all the way. Like, that's crazy, dude.
NPC.
I know,
and not just beat them, but, you know, take care of them.
It was crazy. Right? So he did it. He's a great coach. There's so many great coaches in the 2A. It's fun.
That's a fun question, though.
I know. Okay, hey, you got one for me?
I don't.
I know you got a question for me.
Do I?
Yeah, you should. I mean, come on. I sent you the questions, dude. We said we were going to snake these
you
things.
Literally, remember? Oh, you literally sent me, like, 3 different, like, questions, bro.
Right. Okay.
Not 3 different. You literally sent me 3 videos.
Okay, here. Let me ask you another question while you're getting that up, okay? Because this is, like, my favorite one. This is probably one of my favorite ones. Okay. Can ALA Ironwood make another deep run next season in the playoffs? This was put out.
Okay.
By Daddy _ Mac 86.
For those of you that know, that's Coach McCurdy.
That's Coach McCurdy. Hey, you know what was one of my favorite things about the showcase? Is when we were sitting there and he was like, hey, all love, Reyes, it's all good. And then we made a comment about going to Ironwood. And you're like, yeah, you know, I should stop by Ironwood. And he looked at you and he was like, you might not want to do that. That's not a good idea, Reyes, because people don't like you much.
And I said, I want to be there. And that's exactly for the reason.
Oh, it's great,
is this,
man.
Is this scary hours in ALA Ironwood right now?
You tell me, dude. I asked you the question.
Can Ironwood make another deep run next season?
I mean, think about what they lost. Let me help you reason through this, right? So Willis, they lose Tony Willis, an electric point guard. They lose Seawood,
they
an
lose
electric
the, they lose the foreign kid.
They lose, it's transfer. Isaiah or whatever, but they lose him. Big rebounder. Not blow you off the stat sheet with scoring, but a super important role
player.
Hey, shout
out to him. He's going to Mesa Community College. It's very cool. Anyways.
So, I mean, they lose all that. They lose Coach McCurdy.
They did lose McCurdy.
Right, that's a big loss.
It's a huge loss.
So, I mean, I
he
don't
said
know.
He's not going to miss it. Hot seat question. Is he going to miss coaching in the small
ball? Well, of course he is,
he
man.
Said he wasn't, dude.
He's going to miss it a lot. Come on now.
You want a better burrito?
A better burrito. How would we measure this? So I'm just going to send him a message. Hey, do you miss it like midway through the season?
Exactly.
That's fine. Yeah. If I remember, I'll do that.
I think they can. I think Ironwood usually always gets pretty decent athletes. I had to see him in the summer, to be honest with you, to kind of get like a solid evaluation. Right now, I'm not going to be a believer because they went pretty far, right? They were Final Four. Yeah, Final Four because they torched Fountain Hills.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and say Final. I don't see him going to a Final Four, to be honest with you.
So the simple answer is no.
I don't think so.
Really? So you're going to continue this trend of not trusting an ALA Ironwood.
And for you Ironwood fans, for you Warrior
me,
fans.
Me. You're talking to me, right? Swords up.
All y'all.
Hey,
no, I'm just
hey relax, dude.
I'm just playing.
Hey, my swords are up right now. My swords are up, right?
Hey, yo.
They're up.
I know this is only audio, but Jeff's getting a little wild.
No,
over here.
My swords are up, dude. Here's something that I actually think is a really big positive. I know that they do lose all of that.
I say sweet. I see at least... I'm not surprised they hit Elite Eight, but I'm going to say comfortably a Sweet 16.
So, but they're a playoff team, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So
I don't even miss the playoffs. That's right. Crazy.
So, okay.
If I said they missed the playoffs.
Dude, you would be canceled, bro.
Smack me.
That would be so funny. I'm glad that you didn't say that because I don't think that's accurate, but yeah.
That's not accurate at all.
Here's what gives me a ton of, like,
confidence?
Hope for ALA Iron. Not confidence, but hope. Like, it's very optimistic hope, and I know you're looking at a question for me that you're going to throw my way, but... I see with ALA Ironwood, they usually get some transfers in, right? Like I would not be surprised. I would actually be shocked if they didn't get a transfer in. You know, that's going to be an impact player. That's fine. And also Coach Nick. He's the brand new coach at ALA Ironwood. He's been Coach McCurdy's assistant. And I always think that's a huge positive when the head coach leaves and their assistant has been with them. Like, it's not going to be a
He knows the culture. It's not going to be a big shift. Like, he knows exactly what has made them successful. And obviously, he's going to implement some of his, like, philosophies into that program. Right. But I think for the majority of it, yeah, I mean, I think it's there. As far as a Final Four, I mean, we've talked about some of the teams that are coming back for the 3A and stuff like that. And it's the 3A, I mean, gosh.
It's going to be loaded.
It's so loaded, yep. And we'll see what happens. Right, I'm so excited, but you're right. You know, those transfers, those stars sort of transfers usually just kind of come in out of nowhere.
And I will say this about Coach Nick, and this is something that I remember from like 3 years ago, which is weird, but I don't know why I just remember it. Coach Nick and Coach McCurdy were watching a game at their fall league, and we were sitting, I think, in front of them or behind them, and I just remember hearing Coach Nick – maybe we were sitting in front of him, and I just remember hearing Coach Nick like kind of point things out and be, okay, so they're running this and he's doing this. So he's very, from my perception, he's a very analytical basketball mind. And he's already been around Coach McCurdy with all the culture stuff. Like, I think he's going to do a great job. And I know in talking with Coach McCurdy, he's not concerned about him missing a beat or anything like that. Like, he thinks it's going to be just fine. So if he thinks it's going to be fine, I'm not worried. ALA Ironwood, all the way, baby. So they're winning. I knew that would get you going crazy. Can we both rest at the same time? No, but they're going to be really, really competitive next season. You know, I could see that for sure. They could win it all, right? Everybody's got a chance. Everybody starts the season undefeated, right?
0-0, baby. But what I was going to say, I didn't say they weren't going to be competitive, guys. Listening. I'm just saying a Final Four run is always so hard to do.
Yeah, it's hard.
And I think every team wishes they can do that, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's just not the way the cookie crumbles. And so, sure. I think a Sweet 16, Elite Eight bound, though, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think, I wouldn't be surprised. But like I said, we'll kind of see when the season rolls around. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be added a lot on Twitter throughout the season. I hope I am.
Be good.
Be really good.
Okay, what you got for me? Give me a question.
We're going to stay in the 3A real quick.
I'm ready.
How does Fountain Hills do next year with only Keaton Ort returning from varsity? And just so you guys know, this is from Keaton Ort.
Yeah, which is great, you know, like Keaton Ort is a stud. I don't know from who, but I got a message that replied to my sticker and the response that I posted, and they said, "Hey, bro, I'm coming back too." Hey, I just put my hands up like that wasn't me, you know. So anyways, here's the thing. I know that you have a little bit to say on this, but I'm going to say this. Fountain Hills is going to be just fine. And
absolutely.
Like, and do you want to say why? Why are they going to be just fine?
Because of me. I don't know, dude. I really don't know why they're going to be fine.
No, you do know why. I'm going to start this, and then I'll let you finish it, okay?
Okay.
What Coach Bonner does there and the feeder system that he has there is exceptional.
I was literally the one that told. Oh, God.
I was trying to lob this up to you,
dude. I'm so sorry. I know. Coach Bonner, we literally sat and talked for like 20 minutes about this. Coach Bonner bleeds Falcon blue. Mm-hmm. That's just what it is. He screeches it. He's a screeching Falcon.
Give me your best Falcon screech. Not too close to the mic, but give me your best Falcon screech.
I can't do it right now.
Oh, dude, okay, stop. What was that?
I was going, or something. I don't know, dude. Okay, that's like a freaking dead cat. No, what he does, I mean, he's deeply enrooted to Fountain Hills.
Dude, he's all in.
Like, right now, he has his assistant coaching the varsity kids right now, or just running practices, because he was so focused on the middle school season, because that's what he coaches, the middle school basketball guys, just so you guys know. He thinks that obviously it's great for him as the head coach for varsity to get a lot of face time with up-and-coming Falcons so that, you know, they see what they're looking forward to and, like, how to play within the system. And so you see why Fountain Hills is always a perennial top 10 team.
They just never miss a beat.
Their JV team this year was pretty good. And so those kids are obviously going to be ready for up next year. I'm actually very excited for them. Yeah, Coach Bonner just has that assembly line. And it's just going. And so, I mean,
They're like robots. It's like you just plug them in. And they're all the same person, you know.
And remember what he said about Aiden Logan, how he came in to where he ended? I mean, just the transformation, his IQ and everything like that. I mean, obviously, Aiden Logan had already had a feel for the game at a next level, but obviously, Bonner just kind of added to that and helped him and put some things in his toolkit to make him successful this season. And so I think for Keaton Ort and the role players that Bonner does a great job with identifying, you know, role players and just kind of putting his players in the best position. And then defensively, like I said, they're always a top 10 defensive team.
Oh, for easily. I think top five you could probably make an argument for. But, yeah, I don't know about number one, but I feel like with Fountain Hills, the biggest reason why I would say they're going to be just fine is because we have seen them lose a lot in the past, and we get our hopes up, you know, and I say that because, like, they're in our region, so we're like, oh, yeah, like, okay, cool, we'll be able to, you know, hopefully take care of business. And then they come back better than ever, better than the year before, you know. I will say that I think of the years that we have been competing against Fountain Hills in our region, this might be the most that they have lost in leaving.
Absolutely.
Arguably last season with Xavier Mike and all that, you know. But still, they had like an Aiden Logan coming back. But Keaton Ort took a huge step into his junior year, you know. So I'm excited to see who's going to step up. And you know this, Coach Bonner is going to have a lot of kids coming into his program that are already super familiar with their defensive schemes and how they play on offense and all that kind of stuff. So I think that is really, really good. And, yeah, I feel like they're going to be back and just as competitive as ever. I think, is that a good enough answer for you?
It's a pretty good answer.
Okay. All right. So here's a question for you. Hot seat question. Does Arizona Lutheran make it to the championship and win it all?
Like just in, like general?
Yeah. Does Arizona Lutheran win the whole 2A this next season?
Oh, my Lord. For next year?
And this question, just so you know, is from Stefan Iron _ Shell.
I'm sure. Oh, I found. Wait. He said a lot. He actually messaged us a lot. Coyote's on top.
But that's what he's meaning. You know what I mean?
Man. I don't know, dude. And
just go with your gut, dude. Like, don't think about this so much.
I don't think so.
No? You don't think they have what it takes?
I think they have what it takes, but golly. I mean, they got to get through three teams in my mind, or four.
Give me the four.
The top four teams, or top five. Them, Christian, or Phoenix Christian, Highland Prep, Pima, and Santan.
Mm-hmm.
You notice who I left out?
Who'd you leave out?
Think.
Rancho? Bro, I'm telling you right now, you are sleeping on Rancho, and they're going to be way better next season than they were this past season. I mean, than what you're thinking.
No, they're young, and they're going to have a great summer, and they're going to develop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was more on the train with Rancho than I was Santan last year, and now I just kind of flip-flopped it.
Hmm. So now you're a big Santan believer.
I'm not a big Santan believer, but like I like
How them. Are you not a big Santan believer?
The colors.
The colors?
I'm just kidding. No.
My gosh.
No, I don't know. I'm a believer now. And so that's what I'm saying. It's kind of, I don't know. It's hard. I guess those six, right? Or those five.
Sure.
Including ALA. So the top six are those six. Mm-hmm. If you throw Rancho in there. I don't know.
The way I would answer that is I would say no. ALA is not going to win the championship. But I will say they have all the tools to do it. Like they can. If you were to hold a
gun to your head.
Right. Or if I was to bet $1,000.
No, gun like, to your head. I like gun to your head better.
Okay, I'm just gonna do $1,000.
Gun
okay?
to your head.
With $1,000. Okay.
No.
A gun to your head with $1,000.
No. Get $1,000 out of there. A gun to your head.
Okay.
Does ALA
$1,000 to your head and you have a gun. Hey.
You man. When I say a gun to the head, it's a gun to the head, bro.
Okay, fine. Gun to the head. Is ALA going to win the championship?
How about squirt gun? Nerf gun.
I'm going to say no. You know, in college one time, we got a Nerf gun.
Played Russian roulette?
Well, yeah, but we did. We took off the little rubber things, and we glued needles to it. And we took it all out, and we just had one in there. And we would spin the cartridge, and then you'd pass it around, and you'd shoot yourself in the head. One of my buddies shot himself in the head. It was freaking hilarious, dude. The thing was sticking out of his head. Anyways.
Don't do that at home, boys.
Anyways, I would say no. Like, if you had a gun to my head, I would be like, no. Like, they're not going to win. But they have all the tools to do it. And will they have a chance? Absolutely. It's going to be a type of thing where I could see them in the Final Four, in the Elite Eight, whatever. And it comes down to a couple possessions that they're going to have to make go their way. And if it goes their way, they're obviously in. But they're going to be up there at the top. I think anything less than a Final Four appearance for ALA is a huge disappointment.
Whoa.
It's a huge disappointment.
Expectation. The standard.
Think about who they have.
Raise the bar, buddy.
I'm just saying, think about who they have. Think about who's coming back. They're going to have some size. They're going to have athleticism. I think their shooting overall as a team has to improve, and I think it will. But they got the great coaching. They got everything, dude. I'm a huge believer in AL. Anything less than a Final Four is a disappointment to me.
Yeah, you're not a huge believer because last year you weren't, bro. I was, and I still am. Go Coyote. Ow!
Okay, you got another question for me?
Yes, I do. Does Ray's believe in us now? Thanks, Coach Hill.
Do you believe in Highland Prep now?
I said yes.
Give me your best case scenario for Highland Prep. Like, where do you think they go? Do you think, oh, here's another one, okay. Do you think they make it back to a championship game? Highland Prep. Because this is really where you answer the question, do you believe in us now?
Yes.
So they're getting to the championship, you're saying?
I can see them getting to the championship game.
I can see it in your face. You're so conflicted.
I'm so conflicted. I can see it. I think the best case scenario for them
is obviously to win the championship.
Well, obviously. I think it's right. Best. I mean, you can say best case scenario for ASDB.
Right. Just continue on.
They might. No, I'm just kidding.
Just keep going.
Like, keep going with the joke?
No. Keep going with what you were saying.
Sorry.
It's okay. You're good. Just keep going, buddy.
Scary hours up in here. Do I think Highland can? I think absolutely. I can see.
You said best case scenario for Highland.
Oh, I think best case scenario. I think it'd be kind of neat to see Phoenix and Highland on the opposite side of the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably best case for them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they couldn't beat Phoenix. Because clearly they did it, right? They spanked them.
Sure. I don't know about spanked them, but yeah, sure.
They took care of business.
Yeah, they took care of business.
So that's not it. But I think for me personally, as a small ball fanatic, that's a state championship game I want to see. Are those two teams kind of meet, just because, you know, Coach Trisic has a bad taste in his mouth from Coach Hill. Coach Hill's riding high.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be kind of cool to see Highland and Pima kind of match up early, because I think Highland Prep can carry momentum potentially to upset. Mm-hmm. Or if they're number one right in their respected conference. So I don't know. I can see them. Yeah, I believe. I'm a believer.
Okay.
You don't believe me.
I don't believe you. I think you're just saying it. I can see it in your face, dude.
I'm just conflicted, but I mean, I'm
Coach
a believer.
Coach Hill, I want you to know I'm a huge believer in you guys. I believe in you
guys. I'm a believer. I believe in the Honey Badgers.
Okay. It's good.
I got it. I got Honey Badger pride, baby. Anyways, that wasn't even really my question. You kind of slipped it on me.
I'm sorry, my bad. This is the last one, and then we'll move to the what-if segment.
Oh. Public, that was kind of fun. I guess. Not really. Malka's going to make the playoffs. Oh, Malka's still going to make the playoffs. Is Malka still going to make the playoffs? Bro, they lost so much, dude.
Yes, they do. They're still a playoff team.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm sorry. I know that's like a super deep whatever. I'm just going with my gut.
What about Joseph City? Do you think Joseph City wins the region? And with the deepest team in the region.
Joseph City is going to have a tough time next season. Unless there's something I don't know about. If you have data on your phone, pull it up. Just look really quick at how much they're losing. You're not even motioning to get your phone, you dirtbag. What the heck?
I'm not going to grab my phone.
It's right in front of you, you lazy. Never mind. I'm sorry. But Joseph City is losing a ton. And this question is...
A lot of Wildcats are leaving the den, but...
This question is from Latrell K24. And I feel like they must have some like good kids coming back. But from everything I saw, Joseph City was a very up-and-down team this season. And they lost a lot. So in order for Joseph City to compete, do you remember who else is in their region?
Yes.
Give me one team Mogi that's on. In their region. Are you sure Mogollon is
I'm
in their region?
I'm positive, bro.
What would you put on that?
My life.
You put your life on
no,
that?
No, I would. I don't know. I'll put Johnny Rockets.
Dude, I could go for some Johnny Rockets right now. A little milkshake. Burger with some bacon, dude. Some French fries. Oh, a little ketchup.
Right,
stuff.
Bro. I swear to God, I'll...
Okay, so let's see. Joseph City.
You don't even know how to look, bro.
Is Mogollon,
let's go!
Mogollon is in there in the 1A Kappa. We just talked about that. So, okay, yeah, I'll get that to you ASAP.
ASBP.
But ASBP, that's fine. But here's the thing. Do I see Joseph City being able to take a Mogollon? I did learn some new information about that. But so, yeah, I do. Do I see Joseph City taking care of a Hayden, perhaps?
I think so. Hayden lost.
Hayden is also losing some stuff as well.
We'll have to reach out to our...
Fort Thomas is also losing some as well.
We'll have to check our down south source.
Yeah, I mean...
ASBP.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, the 1A Copper in my mind right now is wide open because a lot of these teams are losing a lot of stuff.
Superior.
You look at Fort Thomas...
Superior.
You look at Fort Thomas... Fort Thomas is losing like 5-6 seniors right there, so they're losing quite a bit. And obviously, they lose Jayshon Rambler. Hayden, if you look at their roster, they are losing 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 seniors right there, and some of those are impact players as well. Mogollon lost one kid, but there's a couple kids that are presumably not going to play next year that we talked about in our deep dive over Mogollon. So, I mean, it's open, dude. Like, I mean, who's going to win it? I don't know. Could Joseph City win it? I mean, yeah, they could.
7-Eleven, baby, open 24-7.
Yeah, but I do think they're going to have a hard time rebuilding. But I guess every single team in the 1A Copper is going to be like that. So, yeah, I guess in my mind, is that a correct thing to say? It could be, you know, and there's a much higher possibility now than it was – honestly, even like 4 days ago with all the stuff that I've learned about Mogollon and different things like that. So
per ASBP.
Is that a good enough answer for you?
It's all right.
Okay, so we are going to transition into our what if segment here.
I'm so excited.
I'm really excited for the what if segments. We love it. But first, here's a word from our partners over at Power Hands. If you want to compete at a high level in the Arizona small ball scene, developing high-level guards is essential. Power Hands is a global athletic training company that has been transforming the way point guards and shooting guards improve their skills for almost a decade now. They can help take your guard skills to the next level with their weighted anti-grip dribbling gloves, weighted basketballs, basketball sleeves, and more. When I used to coach in Tennessee, their weighted anti-grip basketball gloves helped take our point guard's handles to the next level. Like, he'd get done with the workout, and afterwards, when he played a game, he would just say that his handles felt sticky, which is what you want as a guard. Head on over to powerhands.com with the Z and use the promo code all caps AZSmallBall for 10% off your purchase. Again, head on over to powerhands.com with the Z and use the promo code AZSmallBall all caps for 10% off your purchase. Okay, so let's get into this what if segment. I know you want that intro, so here we go. We got a brand new intro for the what if segment. Here we go. What if? Oh. What if aliens are? Do you? Hey, we've actually never had this conversation.
Oh my god! Please,
like me and you. Do you think that aliens are real?
Yes.
Really?
I don't think they're like little green monsters, but I think they're real. Absolutely. I think there's other life forms out there. Uh-huh. Do you think Bigfoot's real, or was real?
I think he is real.
I think he's real, yeah, too.
I think he is real. I'd also think that aliens exist.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think, like...
I think they look at us, and they're just like, look at these stupid humans.
Well, you know what's funny is we are the weird-looking, like, life forms to them, you know?
We are. Probably look stupid to them. Hey, do you believe in ghosts?
I met a ghost once.
So did I. Her name was Cheryl. She's white as snow.
No, I for real, I did meet a ghost.
Oh, I thought I was making jokes.
No, I wasn't making a joke.
You don't meet ghost.
I literally met one.
Did you have like tea with him? Her?
With her. So this quick story, and then we'll get to the what if segment, right?
I have a ghost story I want to tell too. Let's hear it, man.
Okay. Reyes is loving that button right now. So, When I was really young, we used to go to my grandparents' ranch that was over, like, literally right on the border.
I swear to God, if you bring up any skinwalkers, dude, I'm like...
No, I didn't know anything about that. You know, back where I'm from, it's the Chupacabra, dude. There's no skinwalkers, you know. Anyways, we were out camping in like, the little ranch because it was, like, right there by the woods and stuff. And we're out there in the woods... And in the middle of the night, there was, I heard like hoofs, you know, like horses. And I walked out there and there was this guy on a horse. And I don't remember how old I was really young. And this guy on a horse, he was riding around. And I remember thinking it was weird. And I was like, what the heck? And I was like, and I kind of tried to talk to him. And he said something back and was just kind of like, oh, you know, like I'm just kind of passing through. And I was like, oh, like what's your horse's name? And I don't even remember what he said.
El Diablo.
And then he just started to like, you know, slowly turn around and walk away or whatever. And the next morning I was talking to my grandma and I was like describing to her what I saw. And she said that described perfectly my great grandfather, that he would ride a horse like that. And I'm not kidding. And I was like, what the heck? And like, he would ride a horse like that. He would dress like that. He would wear the same type of hat and he would just ride his horse all the time. So I have met a ghost.
That's pretty good. That's a good story.
This is a true story. I'm not lying.
I believe you.
I'm sure you do.
No, what's it called? So on the tribe, on the reservation, like where like the monastery is, it's about to get crazy. Supposedly it's like haunted and stuff like that. Like the admin building's haunted too and stuff, just because the admin building used to be an old, it used to be the old graveyard, the old burial grounds and everything like that. Right. And the custodians hate like cleaning and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And like one day it wasn't at the admin building. It was at the monastery, you know, kids go to school.
Sure.
And my mom was working there at the time. And my mom, like, I would go with my mom a couple times and we would go to like the monastery, cause it's just down the road. Right. And we'd go like work on our project. I don't know, like 9:30, 10 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And, cause the custodians wouldn't get there till like about like 11, 12. Mm-hmm. And so one night we weren't there. We had just left. Right. We turned off all the lights and everything like that. And I guess the custodians went and I got around like 12:30 in the morning. And as they were pulling up, they like see like a figure. Like the light was on, but it looked like a human, right?
Uh-huh.
And because you know you see like the shadow, right, and everything right. like that.
Silhouette.
I can't even think of the word. A silhouette, but like walking around and stuff like that. And they just automatically thought, like, oh, my mom's like probably just with me, and we're just working on like some arts and crafts or something for the kids, whatever the heck it is. Obviously, we weren't, and so they go into like her classroom, and there was no one in there. Like, nothing's there, whatever. There's, like, I'm not even making this. I swear to God, I put it on my dad's grave for you know that I don't lie about that stuff. And so they said they literally walk in. There's no one there, but the lights are on. And there's just the way my mom left it, it wasn't like that no more. It was just, like, stuff on the floor, just, like, weird stuff, right? It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And the custodians are like, what the heck, dude? And as they leave to turn the light off, I swear to God, my mom said the custodian, like, saw her, like, the next day, whatever. Mm-hmm. And was just like white as a ghost, pretty much. It's funny, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
But literally said, as soon as he left and he was walking, the light flickered back on, and the silhouette shadow was just like, it looked like it was like just facing him, and he just ran to his car, didn't even clean that Montessori.
That's a good one.
Bro, dude.
Creepy. Ghosts.
I told my mom I was never going to help her with the arts and crafts.
That's good. You should never go do that. So when you think of what ifs, right? What if ghosts are real? What if aliens are real?
What if Bigfoot's real?
Way more important than that, though. What if the 1A, you like that transition? This is the most important, okay? What if the 1A brought back the 24-team bracket that they used to
Nothing changes.
Really?
Absolutely.
I agree with you.
Nothing changes.
Like, you're talking about, like, North Valley would have still won the championship.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love it, though.
I like it.
Like, would you want them to bring it back?
Why not?
I would want them to bring it back.
I think it's both deserving, right? You're a top 25 team.
24.
But you know what I mean, though.
Right, yeah. No, I'm with that. I love incentives for teams and for kids and for coaches. Like, if you know that, and I like how they do the region tournaments, that, like, if you win the region, then you can, you know, you can get in. But I love including more teams in the playoffs because it gives more kids experience, and there's a lot of good with that. So, yeah. Are you counting how many teams are in the 1A? How many are in there? 40. 41. 44?
Bro, if you keep counting, bro. Wait, I am so stupid.
Did you lose your counting?
Yes, dude, because you can't bring your numbers. I'm sorry, so stupid. Dude. 41 teams. Oh, okay. I guess 42, but Lords Catholic didn't compete in 12 contests. They competed,
okay, gotcha.
They competed in 9.
Okay.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. Out of 40-something teams, you're the top, you're like half of it, right?
Yeah, the top half.
I'm just saying, bro. Like that. I mean, that deserves something. And you look at the record. Seligman 8-10, Valley Lutheran 7-10, Duncan went 9-9.
Right.
Lincoln Prep 9-8. I'm just saying, like Anthem Prep went 12-7.
Yeah.
And then Williams went in 12-6.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, give them the reward. I like the 24 team for the 1-8.
I do too.
I don't think anything changes. I think as far as like maybe like some of the lower seeds could upset like a 24. Yeah. Maybe a 9, if that, or like a, what is it, like a 16. And
yeah, I think the big difference is the 1A is not like the 3A. And I don't think the 2A is like that either. You know, where you have a team who could potentially upset a top level seed in like the second round or something like that. You know, it's just, it's not like that. Like if you were to put a Valley Lutheran against a North Valley, they don't have a chance to win that, you know. I mean, they do have a chance because every team's got a chance.
And you look at Holbrook and Florence.
Right, and then you look at Holbrook and Florence where it's like, oh, shoot, like that's pretty close, actually.
Westwood Hills and Florence.
Exactly. So it's not the same level of competitiveness, but I do love having the 2014 bracket because I think it just includes more teams, and it's all about including more teams. I think that's great.
I like that one.
Okay, you got a what-if question for me?
Yes. What if Stephen Ironshell stayed at San Carlos?
Okay, this is freaking news to me, bro. I didn't know that he went to San Carlos.
I didn't know that either.
It's wild. So let's look. So it's quiet. So let's look at San Carlos then, because San Carlos has sneaky. They've been okay throughout these last few years. Well, I'm going to say this, right? Steph Ironshell is the best player in the 1A by far.
Oh, absolutely.
If he's playing in the 1A, he is by far.
San Carlos finished 18. They were 8-11. They had wins over Morenci and Wilcox. They lost to Babbo. They lose to Alchese. But they beat, like I said, Joseph City. They beat St. John's. They got smoked by. They barely lose the Globe in overtime. They beat Miami. They lose in overtime the Leading Edge. They beat Fort Thomas. Yeah, I mean, like I said, and obviously they got worked in their tournament. You know, they got smoked by Santana again. But, I mean, as far as being competitive and everything like that, they're a very competitive team from what they used to be, right? And, God, do you remember when San Carlos was in the 1A?
That was actually before I was here.
You weren't here for that?
I wasn't here for that.
Dude, quick story. I remember when San Carlos was in the 1A, and their team was all freshmen.
And didn't they win it?
They went back-to-back.
That's crazy, dude. I love that, though.
They went back-to-back. They come into the 2A. And this is when we're in the 2A, Alchese is in the 2A, or, no, wait, it's not even like 2A, it's like section something, division, whatever.
It was different,
because
huh?
Gilbert Christian was in it.
I remember that. Yeah, and that like, was before, that was the year before I came, I think.
And Paradise Honors and right. All, it was like my junior year and stuff, and the hype on San Carlos was for real, mm-hmm. Like, I remember they came to our summer tournament, and they brought the whole community with them. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. Just for summer games, bro. And they're going crazy. Wild. And they're all sophomores and this and that. You know, the back-to-back state champions.
Right.
And then when we go to the Tim's Toyota Center, and San Carlos is matched up with – who are they matched up with?
Was it another reservation
Rancho.
School? Oh, with Rancho.
They were matched up with Rancho, and this is when Rancho had Kamani.
Oh, got you.
And I've never seen a kid get booed so. Or was it Alchese?
No.
No, because Alchese beat Paradise Honors, which was crazy.
I remember that.
That was my senior year, though, right?
I think that was your senior year.
So then my junior year. I forgot who played who, but someone played Rancho. And I remember Kimani didn't do anything dirty, but, like, you know, you bump into a res kid and they fly all over the place, right?
And they just went crazy, the crowd.
And Kimani's a freshman or sophomore at the time, right?
Uh-huh.
And what's crazy was every time he touched the ball, you know, there's thousands, and they're like obviously San Carlos and White Mountain Apaches and stuff like that. Every time Kimani touched the ball, they would just boo him. Boo, and whatever. And he would just pass the ball.
Dang.
He just mentally couldn't do it.
Just tough.
Every time he touched the ball, and he can see him like looking up, and you know, saying those Rez teams, they just thrive off the ground.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
And they're just hitting these crazy transition threes, pulls in your face.
Everyone's just going crazy,
going to the rack and just bouncing off you. It's not even a foul, but they're so little, yeah, they just fly right, and so they're just making these little layups and stuff like that. And the crowd's just, and they end up beating Rancho or whatever. But and then they get matched up with Alchase in like the Final Four to go to the state game, and St. Carlos ended up losing to Alchase, which was a crazy game.
That's crazy.
That was the year when Alchase, I forgot the kid's name, he had the long braid.
Long braid.
He was like 6'5", 6'4".
He was tough.
And then they had that quick little point guard. God, that was when Alchase went twice, back-to-back, and they both lost to Gilbert Christian.
That's crazy. So, and this is kind of where I got mixed up, because I said Steph Ironshaw would be the best player in the 1A. I was still thinking, whenever I think of San Carlos, I always think of them in the 1A. So they're still in the 2A.
That's when San Carlos had that one kid. Oh, my God. Do you remember? He was like a tall, lanky kid.
I don't remember.
Like 6'2". Mm-hmm. Oh, he was good.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You plug in Steph Ironshaw to this San Carlos team. They're way better than 8-11. I think that they for sure beat Babo. I'm looking at December 3rd, right? They for sure beat Babo. They for sure beat Abisbee, I think.
Do you think it's more competitive against a Santan or anything like that?
Where's Santan? No, I think that'd be too much. That'd be too much. But, like, they beat Globe. They beat Globe, I think, probably both times. They beat Leading Edge. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to win.
Overall, they went 12-16.
I'm just saying, like, that would be very different. Their record would be different. So then their seeding would be, like, not bad in the tournament. And, I mean, I could see Steph Ironshaw just going off in the freaking tournament, you know. But
so look at this.
So I think it helps their team like crazy and adds a lot of credibility there. I think Steph Ironshaw just freaking averages a stupid amount of points if he's on San Carlos.
So look at this. So 14-15, this is my sophomore year. They went 17-11. My junior year, San Carlos, they went 30. So they said, so 14 and 15 year, they went 17-11.
Mm-hmm.
The year after, they go 30-4 with those freshmen. They beat Alchase. They beat Miami. They're beating four times. And then obviously, like I said, they're in the 1A, right? They beat Alchase twice. They're playing Globe. They're playing Aridi Prep. They beat Odyssey 75-18.
I love right now. You're just reliving this right now.
It's so crazy to me. Like I said, they blew this Mogollon. They 70-35. This one Mogollon was a Mogollon, right?
It's such a bummer too that
guess
we
who
didn't...
they played in like the
Round Valley.
They played Bisbee in like the
it's crazy
1A thingy, whatever the heck it is. And then the year after, so then this would be
talk about a bummer to not have the podcast to follow these freshmen. Think about how much more fun that would have been, dude.
Right here. Okay, that's right. I do remember. So then my senior year, they went 24-5. And they're, you know, they lose to Chinle by one. They lose to Pima by four. They beat Fort Thomas. They, you know, they're playing everybody. They beat a Monument Valley. They beat a Page. They're just doing work, right? They play Alchase in the regular season. They lose by three. Then they play Babo, kill them, play Paradise. This is when they made this crazy run. That's right. I remember now. They beat Paradise 63-43. Smoked him, dude.
That's tough.
And you remember Paradise my senior year.
Oh, they were godly.
San Carlos did that to them, bro. And then they played Rancho.
That's awesome.
60-59, bro.
That's crazy.
And then they lose in the Final Four to freaking, I would just say 64-46. They just couldn't hang.
That's tough, dude. I love it.
Oh,
man.
Dude, I remember that San Carlos team. That was a
you just went down memory lane.
That was
right
so
there.
Fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
For those of you, and you know, actually, the person who submitted that question is probably there with you on it. It was AJT Photography. He's a huge small ball fan. Follows it like crazy. AJT Sports Photography. I know that you probably enjoyed that too, as Reyes was going through that. So that's pretty cool.
That was so fun. I was like, yeah, I just relived that, and that makes me so mad because then I almost want to go back to like Alchase records, right? Mm-hmm. Just because those. I'm gonna do it real quick. I'm so sorry, dude.
Hold on. Let's.
No, just keep going.
Let's
keep
move
going
on to the next one. This next question is for you. Okay, so just pause for a second. Here's
going.
The question. Okay, what if Grant Woods never left Gilbert Christian?
Oh my gosh, dude! I think Gilbert Christian. Who they lose at Valley?
Yeah, that was the Valley. So, okay, let's talk about this for a second, right? So, Grant Woods and his transferred to Valley, he didn't have like a super easy transition. Like when you watched him play, he didn't look super comfortable, and that's normal, right? It's very different. You have to adjust and everything like that. Next year's going to be a different story, but if you put him on Gilbert Christian still, I mean, I'm just saying that kid, he's going to help Gilbert Christian a ton. He's a lot more aggressive. He's going to get to the rim a lot more. He's going to be more aggressive shooting-wise than he was on Valley. It's pretty interesting. So what are your thoughts on that? What if he never left?
If Grant Woods never left...
Do you think that they beat Valley? Because what was the score spread on that game?
Valley ended up taking care of business.
But wasn't it like only 15, though?
I'm going to tell you right now.
I think it was 15 points. Gilbert Christian loses.
And Gilbert hung with him for a little bit.
They did. Gilbert Christian loses.
62-43. But gotcha. If you remember during that game, the first like three quarters, like just hanging, you know.
It was like an 8-point to 12-point to 7-point to 30. You know what I mean?
I think the lowest Gilbert brought it to a 6.
Yeah.
At one point. And Keon didn't have a great game that game.
So do you think with Grant Woods, would they have been able to beat Valley?
I think so.
Because, I mean, we can answer this,
I'll
right?
I'll give him a fair shot. Absolutely. I think they would be able to beat them. I wish, because like, we talked about that. We have him as a favorite, but they were one of the top five teams mm-hmm. that were like, they have like a great shot. Because Grant Woods is like, what, 6'5", 6'6"?
No, he's not that big.
I swear he is.
I think he's like 6'3", 6'4".
Nah, I think he's like 6'5".
Okay, that's fine. I think you're wrong. You can look right there. It's right there. I feel okay, but I think we can both settle on this, right? That if Valley Christian doesn't have Grant Woods, they still win it all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a pretty easy thing
to say. 6'5".
Oh, dang. Is he 6'5"?
Quit reaching.
Dude.
Hey, did you see him like next, like the Greer brothers?
I didn't think about that. That's tough.
That's what I'm saying. You have 6'5", you know, Grant Woods. You have that little point guard who's a shift. I love that point guard from Gilbert Christian. He's only going to get better.
Kamari Stenberg.
And then you got Keon Talgo. I think that gives a little
Lightfoot.
Bro, and then you have what's his name? It's the other little guard. He's like the little ponytail. He's like their defensive like guy. He just keyed in.
Oh,
last name starts with S. I just can't think of their name.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm talking about though. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, obviously it's a fair shot, right? Especially even in the regular season. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that. Call me crazy, because then you're taking away the attention from Keon, and then you got two people. Because Grant Woods last year was averaging like 12 or 15 a game.
Mm-hmm. And he would have probably gotten better. And he would. And again, I would have loved to see Grant Woods, if we could have seen this, like play half of the season with Gilbert and then play half of the season with Valley, just to see how comfortable he would have been in that system, you know? Because I think he's a lot better than he even showed this year on Valley. He's going to be way better later, but I think right now he just was still getting used to his role and everything. But, dude, watch out for him this upcoming. Dude, Valley's going to be... I said this about, what's it called, ALA. I'm going to say this about Valley. Anything less than a championship is a huge disappointment for Valley. Anything less. And I'm not crazy in saying that. I think Coach Hogsma, Coach DeBoer, all those guys would agree 100%. All the players listening, Greers, Shaw, all that stuff, man. It's crazy. So, okay. You got another what if for me?
Yes. Dude, I was just looking back from like, 2011 to 2012 from out to say. Since then, probably till about, what, 17, 18? Jesus Christ. Bro, they were like 20 wins and like losing like
It's
nine.
Been sad to see the fall of out to say.
When they lose to Rancho in the title game,
mm-hmm.
69-62. You want to know what the record was? They went 33-2.
Oh my gosh.
They lost to Blue Ridge, their first opening, and then they lost in the playoffs.
That's wild.
Anyways.
Sorry. So give me another what if. What do you got? Or do you want me to throw you another one?
No. what if... Wait, that's not the one I wanted. Oh, where is it at? It was a... Oh, what if the Gregory school was healthy?
Bro.
What if Vince Edwards doesn't get the
Who's
concussion?
This from? Who submitted this one?
AM10.3_. And then the other one was J_SOND.
Because we got a couple of these, right?
That was one of the main, like, what if What if the Gregory school was healthy, and what if Vince Edwards didn't get hurt?
So, and we can just talk about this too, right? So let's talk about the injuries that they had. The Gregory school, Vince Edwards, their star-studded, like, best offensive option. He was out for, like, a lot of the beginning of the season with a concussion. And then there was other multiple kids that were also hurt towards the end of the season. And here's the thing, dude. In the playoffs, they go in there and knock off the 5-seed Salome, my Fighting Frogs, 39-27. That's on the road, I will say, at the Lily Pad, at the Swamp. And then they go to El Capitan, and they lose by 6 points. So I'm going to get crazy, dude.
I think they go all the way. I think they meet North Valley.
I think if the Gregory school was healthy, and I want to make sure that I say this right, so I'm going to look at this bracket here.
If they would have beat El Cap, they would have played North Valley in the Final Four.
So if they would have beat El Capitan, they would have played North Valley.
I just said in the Final Four.
No, that was in, was that the Final Four?
Final Four, because then after that they played Babo.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, would the Gregory school have what it takes to beat North Valley?
I mean, you look at the score spread they play without Vince and the hurt players and stuff like that.
Was the score spread for that?
Well, you have AZ preps.
Yeah, I can look at it. I'm gonna say this.
It was.
I don't think they have enough to beat North Valley.
52-27.
But they for sure make it to the Final Four. I mean, I think they for sure beat El Capitan. And it would have shaken up the bracket, too, because their seeding would have been different. And on top of that, they're going to be matched up against different teams. So I'm going to say, if you factor in all that stuff, they for sure beat an El Capitan. If we're looking at the bracket that we have in front of us that we're thinking about in the 1A season in the playoffs, they for sure beat El Capitan. And I think that they hang with North Valley for about three quarters, and then that fourth quarter, it really pulls away. And I think North Valley ends up winning by, like, 17 to 20 points. What's your thoughts on that? You think it's totally different? Like, you think North Valley just blows them out? Or you think the Gregory School beats North Valley? Don't even get that crazy, dude.
I'm trying to say the Gregory School competes.
The Gregory School, doesn't it just make your head go down?
Within 12.
You think it's within 12?
I think it's within 12.
Okay.
That'd be disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful to say that.
I just thought about one that's kind of crazy. That's not even on this list. Talk about it real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
What if, it's crazy. What if Luke Shaw transferred?
Dang.
Like, out of Valley. Like, what if he went prep? Luke Shaw out of Valley.
Valley is still a top three team, probably.
Easily. Do they win it?
They're going to have a hard time winning that thing without Luke Shaw.
Look what they did throughout the season without him.
They were still great.
That's a good one, huh? I just thought about that. I don't know why.
That's a really good one.
That's a really good one. What do you got for me?
If Valley were to lose, if he were to transfer, do I think that they have enough with the Greers, with Austin Wallace? I think they would have enough to put themselves in a position to win that championship. I don't know that they win it, though.
That's fair. You don't got to say yes or no. I'm just
kidding. I don't know that they would have enough. I could be wrong. But when you think about a Yuma Catholic, you think about a Gilbert Christian now, right? I mean,
Gilbert Christian was young this year.
I'm just saying, if you put a Luke Shaw, let's look at Valley and Coolidge, right? That's that game where Coolidge beat them. Braden Gant gets that dunk and waves them off the court, right? The disrespect is crazy. If you add Luke Shaw to that Valley game and like an Austin Wallace consistently, I think they beat Coolidge by 15.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? So his impact is crazy. They'd have a hard time without that.
You're almost losing like 25, 30 points a game.
Well, when you think about his assists, you think about his defense, like you think about everything that he does that's not even on the stat sheet, bro. It's crazy. That's actually crazy. That's a really good question. Okay, let me throw this out to you, okay? What if North Valley Christian moves to the 2A? Who wins the 1A championship?
Oh, Babo.
You going with Babo on that?
Babo wins.
You said that pretty easy.
Babo.
Really?
The bubble.
Okay, let's look at who's going to have something to say about that.
El Cap.
El Capitan's going to have something to say about that. The Gregory School is going to have something to say about that. El Cap is going to have something to say about that.
It would have been El Cap and Babo in the championship because El Cap lost to North Valley in the Final Four.
I like how quickly you answered that. That's good, though.
I think Babo wins. North Valley in the 2A, huh?
Okay, so then let's take this and run with it, right?
What if North Valley goes to the 2A?
Do they instantly compete for a 2A state title? Reyes is coming out of his skin right now. Y'all can't see this, but he's going crazy. I feel like that answer is pretty easy.
You think yes?
They for sure do. They become instant contenders. As you look at North Valley, right? So let's just look at them really quick. North Valley and the way they competed against some other teams this past season, right? So they played against Rancho. They lost 41-52. They played against Northwest. They won 65-60. They played against ALA West Foothills. They lost 65-66. They played against – those are the really bigger schools that they played against, right?
Besides Deer Valley, but Deer Valley is 4A or 5A.
Right. So, I mean – I think they for sure become contenders. Do I think they win it all in the 2A?
No, absolutely not.
I don't know if it's an absolutely not, but I'm going to say no. They don't win in the 2A.
So let's talk about it. Top 10. Santan Charter, Pima, Rancho, Phoenix Christian, Bisbee, Arizona Lutheran, Leading Edge, Highland Prep, Phoenix Country Day, Trivium Prep. Mm-hmm. I think you can absolutely put North Valley in the top 10.
Oh, for sure.
Easily, right?
Easily.
I don't know.
I think top. Would you put them in the top six? Would you put them above a Trivium?
I wouldn't put them above Highland.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't put them above Highland.
Say it.
I wouldn't put. I asked.
Say
you.
It. Would you put North Valley Luetta, Jeffrey Luetta from the Arizona Small Ball Podcast? Would you put North Valley Christian if they moved to the 2A above Highland Prep?
No.
You said top six. Highland Prep's
eight. I asked you if you would put them top six. That's all I said.
Would you put them seven?
I'm going to put a matchup, and you tell me if you think North Valley wins.
Okay.
Okay. North Valley versus Trivium. Who wins, for real?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You got to give me something better than that, because it could be like an ALA. I think it's like an ALA.
Just give me your gut reaction. North Valley versus Trivium. Who do you got?
North Valley.
You do? Okay, that's fine. Okay. North Valley versus Rancho.
Rancho.
North Valley versus ALA.
ALA.
North Valley versus Pima.
Pima.
North Valley versus Highland Prep.
Highland Prep.
North Valley versus PC.
PC.
Okay, there you go. You got your answer. They're going to be competitive in all those games. I don't really see them getting blown out, you know.
You don't think PC just or Highland?
No, I don't think they blow them out. I think they find a way to compete.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, even with all of those teams, North Valley still has more size than most of those teams.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Cameron Rice.
It's crazy, dude.
Big dude.
Okay. All right, so do we got another what-if question here you want to throw out to
me?
Because I just threw one out to you.
You did. Let's do... That's interesting. What if Scottsdale stayed in the 2A? Would they have won it all?
No. I say no.
Who beats him?
You know what I would love to see, though?
Who beats him?
I don't know.
Does Scottsdale beat Highland?
I think Scottsdale would have. I think they would have beaten.
Everybody. Yeah,
I think Scottsdale would have beaten a Highland.
Did they beat PC?
I think they would have beaten a PC.
You don't think they beat Pima?
I don't think they would have beaten Pima. That's it. Like honestly.
So you think they get to the championship, though?
I could see them. I could see a scenario Rancho? Where if they stayed there, I think they beat Rancho.
Did they beat Santan?
I think that they beat a Santan. I think that they beat the majority.
You just said they beat everybody but Pima.
Yeah, I think Pima's the one. I don't think that they could have beaten Pima. I think Pima would have been too strong. They would have been too physical. Their defense would have been too good. And I don't know. I think Scottsdale would have lost. And I'm done betting against Pima. Like, I'm just done with it. That Pima squad was awesome, and I think that they beat Scottsdale. Now, you could make an argument, and I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, in my opinion, for what it's worth, I don't think that they could have won. Pima would have willed themselves to victory.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that?
Pima? I had Pima, too. I agree with you.
Okay.
Okay,
give me one more, and then we're going to get out of here.
That'd be great. Oh, this one's kind of crazy. That's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to think about. What if the Magical Mustangs make another magical run to the championship?
There's no way that they do.
There's no way.
There's just no way, dude. As much as I would love that, and I mean, any small ball fan would love that, I just don't see it. You know, Al Brandon Bijo was like the fuel for that. And then you also have Roberto, who's gone. Let's just look at who they lost, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, dude, there's just not. There's just no way they lose 8 seniors, dude. And they lose.
That is pretty crazy.
And they lose their best players. I just don't see it. So,
who's their best player?
Like now?
No. Who was their best player?
Oh, Brandon Bijo. That's not even a hot seat question. That's a dumb question.
I was just curious. My bad. Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say or any other like last minute ones you want to throw out to me before we get out of here? I'm going to look really quick, too, just to kind of see. But is there anything else you want to throw out there?
What if the Greer brothers transfer?
Where would they transfer?
No, where? What if they transferred?
I don't think they win. You lose both of them, but you don't win. They do so much to help that team.
They do a lot.
They do a lot. They can shoot. They rebound, all that stuff. So, okay. I think that's good, dude. I mean, hey. That was really fun. I like doing the what if and the hot seat segments created by other people. I really enjoyed that. That's good. Is there anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
No. Just be on the lookout. Like I said, I know we kind of already mentioned it, but one of the hottest events, end of June, the ASBP Summer Sweet 16. It's going to be live. It's going to be super fun. We're super excited for all the competitive teams that are going to be there. For those teams that are interested and want to be a part of it, shoot us a DM, Twitter, Instagram. Like I said, we'll get back to you. And like I said, let's just keep rocking it out, small ball. It's been great. We said that we were going to be done earlier in the season. Here we are. It's May.
It's awesome.
And we're still rocking. We
love it.
Seems like we got a couple deep dives and a couple other next level interviews and stuff that we got to kind of get to. So stay on the lookout.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. Thank you for all of your support. If you haven't already, go over to Apple Podcasts or to Spotify, leave us a good review, and we'll catch you guys next week.